Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Mark Pinard is here, too, ladies and gentlemen. Mark's a new friend. He's a senior product marketing manager for Global Payroll at Xero, an organization that we've talked to you about before. We've had other representatives of Xero on before talking about things that are important for small business owners as they manage the financial part of their business. And as I said, he's our new friend, Mark Pinard. Welcome to the show.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Jim. Great to be here.
Good to have you here. So, okay, the early diaper changing part of owning a small business. You know, I like to compare owning a business to, you know, birthing a baby and then you raise it, and you know, in the early days you got all this diaper changing stuff. You love your small business, you love your baby, and you know, it gives you a lot of joy, but it also, you know, sometimes you have to change a diaper, right? And that's accounting. That's the accounting stuff and the government stuff and the regulations and the payroll too, right?
Absolutely, yeah. And I mean, the number one important thing of starting any small business is making sure that your finances are in order.
That's
the key to being successful and key to cash flow for any small business.
Yeah, and of course payroll is huge because, you know, the one thing that's kind of a badge of honor. It should be a badge of honor. If I were talking to, when I talk to small business owners about the thing that they should be able, that they ought to do their very best to retire after having a long career in small business ownership, is to say, I never missed a payroll. And I can say that myself so far. And that's a goal that I'm going for. Now, that doesn't mean that I always paid myself. There were times when I didn't get paid, many times. In fact, but I never missed a payroll, and so one of the things you have to do in order to do that is you have to have your systems in place, don't you? You have to have that organized, right, Mark?
Absolutely. So there's two keys to that statement of not missing a payroll is obviously understanding the cash flow that you have on hand.
Right, you got to have the cash. That's it. Yep.
Absolutely, and that's where the accounting piece comes in. But it's also being able to process the payroll and be able to do it. You know, at the functionality of, you know, at a low cost and time saving, something that's
but also accurately, so that you know
exactly
know how to withhold on people, and that's a tough issue, and for many years, for decades and generations, basically, as I've gone into small businesses over the years, Mark, I see business owners pulling their hair out trying to get the payroll done. We did it here in this company for years before we were able to kind of automate a little bit and outsource it. We've outsourced as well. But today there are a lot of different ways to do payroll. You can do it the old-fashioned way. You can outsource it to a local accountant or maybe a larger firm, or you can do it yourself, right? With a little bit of automation help.
Yeah, absolutely. So there's two keys to any small business, and that's saving time and saving money, right? So in the past, most of these small businesses had to outsource the payroll to large conglomerate companies that never really had the needs of a small business in mind. They would charge them the same prices, pay per payroll basis, large amounts, and small businesses were just shoveling it out. Obviously a big hit from their cash flow, but a big hit on the time savings when they try to integrate that information back into their accounting. How payroll has evolved over the years is that there is now a need or product and technologies that supported a do-it-yourself solution, in which the small business user can kind of get on there, be able to enter in hours, process payroll, but still have the confidence that all the tax calculations are correct, and then also have the ability to file and pay the taxes directly through the service as well.
The only thing I'm going to push back on you on that is I know some of the companies out there that were considered larger companies, And yeah. I know some of them that do a great job with their clients, and they specialize in small business payroll, and there's more than one of them, and so I don't agree that all the large ones, and I don't think you really meant to say that all the large ones are a problem, because I've seen companies' lives saved. I've seen the company saved by being able to just push that payroll, outsource it out to a bigger company, and get that off of them. Now, whether they kept it off of them, you know, whether they brought it back in-house later or not, sometimes outsourcing is the right thing to do. And there are plenty of companies out there who do a good job of that.
Oh, without a doubt. Absolutely. Being an internal solution is not always the best fit for every mm-hmm. small business, mm-hmm. and there is definitely situations where outsourcing makes sense. But for the situations where you do feel like you're looking to save some money and maybe outsourcing is too expensive for you, that's where these other small business products
or you might just be so. You might just be a little bit of a control freak. You just want it in the house.
Absolutely.
Some people just can't get comfortable with other people managing their stuff.
Absolutely, without a doubt. I mean, some people are more comfortable knowing that they have everything at their fingertips mm-hmm. and are in full control of their small business and mm-hmm. cash flow, without a doubt.
And if you're like that, then the in-house automated systems like you guys offer, for example, you and others have systems like this, is a good way to go. Talk to us about some of the basic components of processing payroll in-house that saves time and money.
I think the number one component of processing payroll is not only being able to go in and enter in hours and whatnot and be able to file and pay your own tax returns, but it's what happens after you run that payroll, and that's the integration with your accounting. That payroll data is created, but that needs to go back into your accounting some sort, and this is where small businesses had a hard time in the past.
Right. The payroll didn't get back to the general ledger, did it?
Exactly. And heaven forbid if they made a mistake, entered the employee's hours wrong,
right,
or anything
right.
like that, they'd have to go in and correct it within the payroll and export that accounting data again with their fingers crossed and mm-hmm. hoping that, you know, that the general ledger would be updated correctly and all of the information is entered correctly. Again, with technology, there's now systems in place like Xero that allows that process to be more seamless. And that goes back to the key task of a small business in saving time and saving money.
Right.
And that's
Mark, hold on to that thought. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to get back into this a little bit more with Mark Pinard, ladies and gentlemen. He's a senior product marketing manager for Global Payroll at Xero. It's Xero.com. He and I will be right back. It's 20 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.